This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. The death toll from the landslides and floods in Garo Hills region of Meghalaya has increased to 15. The bodies of Bijoy S. Sangma, a teacher by profession, and his son, Vian Chigado Marak, were retrieved from Sonagri village in Dimapara yesterday. The bodies of Emerin K. Marak and her daughter Manase K. Marak were retrieved at Rongjeng Gongdop by SDRF team with the help of the community. Both died due to mudslide in the area, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma informed. Bodies of 6 people out of 7 buried alive at Atisia Songmong village under Gasuapara in South Garo Hills were also retrieved. The Meghalaya State Disaster Response Force continued its response to the flood-affected Dalu area of West Garo Hills by facilitating the distribution of relief materials across various parts of the CNRD block. The SDRF personnel transported essential supplies to South Kujikura, Rengrampara, Adangri and the Dalu CNRD block office. In Barangpara, the team utilized a makeshift raft and ropes to traverse the river and deliver materials to local residents. Team SDRF continues to maintain presence in the flood-affected areas, an official statement said. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that the Northeast is the heart of and soul of the country. Addressing a private event in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar emphasized that the Northeast is not just a geographic region but a vibrant tapestry of cultures, traditions and natural beauty that embodies the essence of India. He also highlighted the recent recognition of Assamese as one of the classical languages. Vice President Dhankar urged the media persons to be ambassadors of the Northeast and to champion the region's potential in tourism and development. The Union Cabinet has approved the conferring of the status of classical language to 5 Indian languages. These are Pali, Prakrit, Assamese, Bengali and Marathi. Talking to Akashvani News, the chairman of Bharatiya Bhasha Samiti, Chamu Krishna Shastri, termed the government's decision as historic. He said that the decision would help the youth to learn classical literature that have been written in these languages. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO successfully conducted 3 flight tests of the 4th generation very short-range air defence system at the Pokhran Field Firing Ranges in Rajasthan. The tests were carried out against a high-speed target, demonstrating very critical parameters of maximum range and maximum altitude interception. Ministry of Defence said that these development trials showcased the repeatability of the hit-to-kill capability of the weapon system in various target engagements, scenarios covering approaching, receding and crossing modes. The 3 services have been associated with the project right from the beginning and participated during the developmental trials. The 92nd anniversary of the Indian Air Force began with a mega air show in Chennai yesterday. After 21 years, the air show was held over the skies of Marina, which was watched directly by 15 lakh people entering the Limca Book of Records. The event also had innumerable views in various social media circles around the world. It took almost 3 to 4 hours for the enthralled, mesmerized audience to leave the sands of Marina. The flypast and the aerobatics performed by 72 aircraft from several air bases left the spectators awestruck. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over east, northeast and south peninsular regions of the country during the next 5 to 6 days. IMD has predicted heavy rainfall in Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura and in Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh. The weather agency said that conditions are favourable for the withdrawal of southwest monsoon from the remaining parts of Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra during the next 2 days. And with just a couple of days left before Durga Puja begins, organisers are making special arrangements for the celebrations, keeping in mind the inclement weather. Reinforcements have been added to various puja pandals that have been erected with emphasis on safety measures. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.